Listener's discretion is advised.
Good evening to all the parties who are listening here tonight on this final Sunday of 2023, right here on Random Stuff Season 4. And it's also the final part of the 2023 year in review. And it is also New Year's Eve. That's right, in just a few hours after midnight, the New Year special will take place on this podcast to start the year 2024, and I cannot wait to go there. There's so many things that have happened here in the year 2023. That includes George Santos being kicked out of Congress, Trump being indicted 4 times, WGA and SAG went on strike, and after the end of the WGA strike, the host of The Late Show on CBS, Stephen Colbert, went back to his old ways once again, and here are the two examples of that.
In those fleeting moments when he's not appearing in court, Trump is out on the campaign trail. On Sunday, he was in Iowa, where he talked about clean energy and batteries powering vehicles, and gave us this hypothetical.
If I'm sitting down and that boat's going down and I'm on top of a battery, and the water starts flooding in, I'm getting concerned. But then I look 10 yards to my left and there's a shark over there. So I have a choice of electrocution or shark. You know what I'm going to take? Electrocution. I will take electrocution every single time. Do we agree? Yeah, I will take electrocution.
So in summary, would you rather me be your next president or have a butt where your mouth is and a mouth where your butt is? And then have to eat a bug with your mouth butt. Trick question. I will take electrocution.
Oh, this is interesting. I enjoyed this. Last night at 1:05 a.m., Donald Trump posted,
"Now that the strike is over, the talentless, low-rated creeps of late-night television are back."
Thank you for watching, sir. But I'm not surprised. I mean, he's a 77-year-old white guy. Of course he's watching CBS. But I do have a question. Low-rated creeps of late night, how did he find out our original podcast title? He wasn't done. 45 minutes later, almost 2 a.m., after he had digested his bed nuggets, he posted,
"Remember when I told you that the poorly rated and not at all funny late night talk shows are nothing less than a major campaign contribution to the radical left Democratic Party," adding, "Watch what is going on. So interesting."
I know you meant that as an insult, but that really sounds like the kind of rave review you want to slap on a Times Square billboard. So today we did that. The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. Watch what is going on. So interesting. Donald J. Trump.
Man, do I miss those good old days from Colbert. Now he's back to impersonating Trump and reading the Truth Social Post as Trump, even though I know in my heart, or his heart, that is, that he didn't want to. But, you know, writers strike, you know, everything's going awry. All these investigations that Trump has to deal with for a long time. And now he's looking for presidential immunity, which I think the SCOTUS would approve. We'll see. But speaking of all the other reminiscent of memories, earlier, a few weeks ago, the winner of the Fall 2023 edition of The Voice was announced, and Coach Niall Horan won his second consecutive Voice win. Of course, the first one being with Gina Miles in the spring, and now he got to do it with Michael Huntley. And so here was his extra TV interview after his win, of course, with Huntley. And here's the, once again, the interview. So enjoy that one.
I'm here on the red carpet, season 24 of The Voice. It is the finale, and we have a winner.
Yes, Huntley, we do.
Team Niall. When Carson was counting down from 5 to 1, what was going through your head when finally you found out that you were the winner of The Voice?
You know, it was really insane because, you know, a lot of us contestants have bonded so much, and all those people that were standing up there with me, it just kind of doesn't make sense anymore, you know, because we're all, you know, so talented and hungry for this. But I just know how much I want it. And when it got down to me and Ruby, you know, as much as I knew that it could go either way, when my name got called, the validation is unexplainable. Like, I can't say how much it means to me because, you know, I was ready for another no. Mm-hmm. You know, and
and you
I got my yes.
You got it, yes.
A trophy with that yes, too. It was pretty cool. Yeah. Nice trophy.
And bring my coach now another trophy, it makes me very proud of myself because he deserves it. The amount of heart that he's put into this competition, not just for me, but everybody on Team Niall, has been pretty cool. And it's kind of shocked us, you know, just kind of how personable he is.
Mm-hmm. Now, Niall, we're going to talk about that other trophy. But first, what makes this guy so special?
Well, I haven't heard a voice like this in a long time. I think with Rock coming back in a big way, there's a huge opportunity for a man like Huntley to step right into that spot. And that's what I heard from day one. I was so glad when I turned around and he was tall and handsome. there's absolutely a gap in the market for a rock singer like this that can actually properly sing. Like, this man is unbelievable, and I think just his levels, as I keep saying, and I say on the show every week, the levels of consistency were what I think won him the competition.
I love it. Now, are we calling this your two-peat? Is that what we're going to bring?
It's a two-peat, people.
That's what I'm hearing. I know we're going to miss you next season, but what has been your greatest or your best moments of being a part of The Voice?
Well, winning twice is pretty cool. Yeah. Tonight, singing Knocking on Heaven's Door with Huntley tonight was pretty special. That was really cool. It was probably the first, like, stripped-back acoustic, you know, coach artist performance that I can remember seeing in a while. It was pretty chill, really.
That was awesome.
In the grand scheme of coach performance, it was pretty chill and it was really cool. I just really enjoyed the experience. I don't know when I'll be back or if I'll be back, but I would like to, of course. I want to come back and get the hat trick. But
America wants you back.
I hope so.
We need a three-peat.
I just been a great experience. Like, the team and the crew and the, like, everybody that works so hard in the show, it's honestly one of the best, if not the best show on television, without a shadow of a doubt.
Amazing. Well, congratulations. And from one Virginia native to another, congratulations.
Where are you from?
I'm from Alexandria.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I play at the fish market all the time.
Okay, so there we go.
Look, see, that's why your hair is looking so good.
There we go. Good to meet
you,
and
so
congratulations.
Yeah.
Thank you.
See you next time, Niall.
Thank you so much.
Well, congratulations again to Michael Huntley and Niall Horan on the 24th season victory of The Voice. And now we will see new coaches coming around, joining John Legend and Reba McEntire, and those people are the return of Chance the Rapper, and for the first time ever, a two-chair coach. Yes, the team of Dan and Shay are going to be a unit, and remember, they're a country music duo, so this is the first time the American version of The Voice is doing that, and they've already done the promo, the teaser promo for season 25 for the spring 2024 season. So here's the audio version of this promo.
Double double your refreshment, double double your enjoyment. Oh no, single coach, double fresh as the boys, like double fresh, double chair turn. So double double your refreshment, double double your
chair. Come on and double it. Double chair, double chair.
There's no single chair like it.
Well, I'll be looking forward to that 25th season of The Voice USA. And, of course, looking forward to this next segment after this brief ad where we look back one more time to the inaugural NBA in-season tournament where the Los Angeles Lakers defeated the Indiana Pacers to win that. And, of course, the in-season tournament MVP was LeBron James. And we'll go get to listen to the trophy presentation. So stay tuned, folks, on this final year in review 2023 and, of course, the final Sunday of New Year's, 2023. Of course, it's New Year's Eve, so stay tuned, folks.
From the producers of The Golden Bachelor,
I'm going to meet the woman of my dreams,
comes a new search for love. One downward dog looking for his forever mate. 24 barking beauties in the most dramatic dog-gone bachelor season ever. Who will get a rose and who will get a bone? Will it be Daisy, Bella, an old comforter, a Roomba, his own bed, this man's head, a lazy boy recliner, a giant stuffed bear, this Lithuanian grandma, or absolutely nothing at all? The fantasy suite is off the leash. The Golden Retriever. Love is a bitch. Only on ABC.
Back, folks, on the final Sunday of 2023 right here on Random Stuff Season 4, the New Year's Eve edition, that is. And now, back-to-back days, but this will be the final segment of the year 2023. It is the throwback segment I like to call Throw It Back. In this throw it back segment is where we throw it back to December 9th after the Los Angeles Lakers defeated the Indiana Pacers for the 2023 NBA in-season tournament. And that ended up being the first time that's ever happened, and the Lakers becoming the inaugural champions of the in-season tournament. And they won the NBA Cup. So here it is, the trophy presentation of the 2023 NBA in-season tournament champions, the LA Lakers. So here it is, folks.
At center court for the inaugural 2023 NBA in-season tournament award ceremony, ABC and ESPN's Malika Andrews.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we are joined by members of the Boys and Girls Club of Southern Nevada who are here to present the Los Angeles Lakers with medals for winning the first ever in-season tournament. Here representing the Los Angeles Lakers as well, alternate governor Joey Buss and head coach Darvin Ham. And now, please join me in welcoming NBA Commissioner Adam Silver.
Thank you, Malika. To the city of Las Vegas, thank you so much for hosting the championships of our first ever in-season tournament. Been a fantastic couple of days here. To the Laker organization, Joey, to you, your sister Jeannie, Rob Pelinka, tremendous job, Coach Ham. Thank you very much. To the Indiana Pacers, thank you so much. Herb Simon and your organization, you guys put on a great show. We're trying something a little new this year. We have some medals to present. So kids, hand out the medals. And now to the Lakers. Kids, we got something to do here. We have our first ever NBA in-season cup. Laker team, come take your trophy.
Start with you here, because this franchise certainly is no stranger to winning championships, but now here for the first ever NBA Cup victory, what is the feeling within this organization?
Oh my gosh, it feels amazing to win the first NBA Cup of any team. Amazing. I just want to thank the fans who are here in Vegas today, all around the world, in Los Angeles. Thank you to our leaders, Jeannie, the rest of my family, and coach, the players, the team, the staff, the employees. Let's go, Lakers!
Thank you so much, and congratulations. Speaking of head coach Darvin Ham, may I borrow you for a couple of minutes, Darvin? Darvin, in your first year as head coach of this organization, the team started out 2-10 and spent much of the season crawling out from that place. And fast forward, what does the momentum from this in-season tournament win do for this group?
I mean, it's a huge shot in the arm. And, you know, we're thankful for Mr. Silver and the rest of the NBA brass for coming up with this idea. I think it's a brilliant idea to infuse this type of intensity and energy into the season this early. We're totally, totally thankful. And it definitely goes a long way in us continuing to build our rhythm, to build our cohesiveness and our continuity.
Darvin, thank you so much and congratulations.
Thank you.
And now, please join me in welcoming back NBA Commissioner Adam Silver to present the 2023 In-Season Tournament Most Valuable Player Award.
Thank you. And the last trophy, the MVP Cup for outstanding play throughout the entire tournament, to a man who, frankly, there's nothing else to win in this league. The only thing I could say, I'm sorry, but it doesn't come with a franchise. LeBron James, the MVP.
LeBron, it has been clear from the start of this tournament by both your words and your play that you were putting your full effort into this, and that set the standard for the rest of the league. Why did you decide to put all of this into something new?
Because my youngins over here, my rookies, my second-year guys, some of them haven't experienced playoff basketball. Some of their paychecks are not as equipped as some of the older guys on our team. So, and then some of our fans, during the December and January months, they kind of stall out a little bit. So I felt like it's my obligation and it's my responsibility to keep everybody engaged, including my teammates, including our fans, for our beautiful sport. So that's why I was locked in from day one.
You certainly did that. I want to talk a little bit about your teammate, Anthony Davis, another dominant performance from him.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that was a Shaq-like dominant performance. And we had the big fella sitting down there by our bench. So I think AD was inspired. 40, 20, multiple blocks, multiple steals. You know, AD was just, he was dominant, big time.
He was dominant, big time. LeBron, you said this week that Father Time has been undefeated thus far, and you're working to try to hand him that first loss. What does winning the first ever in-season tournament MVP do to his record?
I don't think it's even about the MVP. I think it's about us coming together and winning this thing. This is the inauguration of the in-season tournament. It's something, like, records will be broken, you know, but one thing that will never be broken is to be the first to do something, and we're the first champions of the in-season tournament, and nobody can ever top that. And it's great to be able to do it with such a historical franchise, and it's even better to do it with such a great, great cast of just funny, engaged, competitive men over here, and they the first question they asked me when I came off, they was like, so when do we get our money? I was like, I don't know. But I kind of do know, but I'm not going to tell them just yet.
Lastly, LeBron, before I let you go, you said dominant for Anthony Davis, but this has been a dominant performance for your entire team, going 7-0 in this in-season tournament. What does that tell you about what this team is capable of?
I think we're just holding each other accountable. The best thing right now is that we're starting to get healthy. We have a lot of length, and we have a lot of defenders. We have a lot of guys that play unselfish basketball, and we have a lot of competitors who want to compete every single night. So, you know, it's just big-time performance by our whole team to get everybody back. We're still missing one of our top guys in Gabe Vincent, and we can't wait till he get back as well. But everybody has chipped in, and we wouldn't have been able to do it without everybody that stepped on the floor and everybody that didn't even play, because they had us going as well on the bench. So it's an all-around team effort.
LeBron, thank you, and congratulations.
I appreciate you, Malika.
Ladies and gentlemen, one more time, for the in-season tournament MVP, LeBron James, and the 2023 in-season tournament champions, the Los Angeles Lakers.
Once again, congratulations to the LA Lakers for winning the first ever in-season tournament in the NBA season. Next year might be official, depending on what will happen, but it is a success. So hopefully we'll see that in-season tournament again for the 2024-25 season. And of course, they got a whole year for the haters to complain about for years to come. Now, after this brief ad, we're gonna get to listen to the final song of 2023 before, of course, a few hours away will be the 2024, but the final song of 2023 on this New Year's Eve / Final Sunday of 2023 right here on Random Stuff Season 4.
The House is in chaos.
The House has been without a speaker for almost 2 weeks.
Republicans are now scrambling to find a new leader.
It's time to let America decide. 12 costume candidates pleading their case. Matt Gaetz.
Why is it that the women with the least likelihood of getting pregnant are the ones most worried about having abortions?
Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Pete Buttigieg can take his electric vehicles, and he and his husband can stay out of our girls' bathrooms.
Jim Jordan.
They canceled the host of The Bachelor. They canceled the star of Mandalorian. You see, last week they tried to cancel Kermit the Frog and Mr. Potato Head. You see that?
George Santos.
Oh, I was not a drag queen in Brazil, guys. I was young and I had fun at a festival. Sue me for having a life.
And a mystery guest straight from a D.C. court.
Crooked Joe Biden thinks he looks good in a bathing suit, right? I have a much better body than him.
This house is on fire. For one election, no one can deny. Who will it be?
Rudy Giuliani!
Don't miss the show. The Masked Speaker, followed by an all-new How I Met Mother.
Wednesday night.
Back, folks, on this final Sunday of 2023 of Random Stuff Season 4, the New Year's Eve edition, that is. Now, before ringing in the year 2024, back in Times Square, they always have someone singing John Lennon's Imagine. Now, we're actually gonna do it right here tonight. Here it is, the 1972 live version of the song Imagine, back in the 1972 Jerry Lewis telethon. Here's the late, great John Lennon.
Imagine there. No heaven. It's easy if you try. trees. It isn't hard to do. Nothing to kill or die for. And no religion.
John Lennon with the 1972 live version of Imagine back in the 1972 Jerry Lewis Telethon. Now, after this brief ad, we're gonna quickly wrap this fourth and final part of the 2023 year in review before the New Year special coming just a few hours away. So stay tuned, folks.
Do you have a Donald Trump problem?
The Republicans haven't resolved their Trump problem.
I think Donald Trump gives us problems
that you just can't seem to shake.
We're still seeing a Republican Party, though, that can't quit Donald Trump.
You wish it would go away.
The short message to Donald Trump, go away.
But when you try to quit...
Count me out. Enough is enough.
It never seems to last.
Can we move forward without President Trump? The answer is no.
Now there's help. Introducing Nicadump DT, the transdermal patch specifically formulated to help manage addiction to Donald Trump. The patch goes to work fast, releasing a patented blend of lithium, fried chicken, and Libtard tears to help curb your appetite for Trump and start living life again. Ask your doctor, if you believe in doctors, about Nicadump DT. It's time to move on. It's time for Nicadump DT. From the makers of Rhonda Chantix.
This final Sunday of 2023 of Random Stuff Season 4, the New Year's Eve edition, that is. And be sure to tune in just a few hours away for the first show of 2024, that is the past midnight, late night, New Year's special. So, we'll see you later tonight. And for those of you who just want to go to sleep, good night, folks, and have a great 2024.